All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now with a touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us on Puck Off. And Joe Bartnick, our special guest today. You'll love him.
Oh, Jake Seroff is here. Yeah, awesome, original man. Kings fan. We actually brought it live, not someone who's mystery team or mistress team. You know how we all have, you're a Red Ring, you like the Kings, I'm Penguins, like the Kings. Right. This guy's a Kings
fan. He's an actual Kings fan.
We have one right here.
Love it.
Did you go on the
parade when they won?
I did. I took my daughter out of school and took her to the parade.
Wow, did you go?
I did too.
I didn't even know
if she had school that day. It was a holiday for us, the Kings
one.
Thanks,
Dad. Yeah, well, you should all have the day off.
Yeah, you know, Daddy's like, I just told Mom, yeah, there's a Kings parade. You're like, I don't really actually remember. What was in the summer? It was in the summer, though.
Yeah, they won on June 12th, I want to say. It was when they won the Cup.
So I don't know.
The school went late that year.
He is a real Kings fan.
That had
he
to
never
be the
remembers
coolest,
the day.
So.
I hope I got that right.
That must have been
fun.
No,
we won 3. Yeah, but the big King, we have two big Kings news we'll discuss right off the top. One is the net, but even bigger than that, because he's not even a friend of the show, he's our favorite Kings player because he's our captain. Favorite Kings player, Ben Scrivens.
Scrivens, I'm ready to leave the show now. And I hear that Scrivens has been traded. I don't even want to do it.
I know. It's just
that's
shocking.
My boy.
What
was going on with his wife? The wife had
Well, now we're getting into the dirt now.
Well, come on.
His wife apparently just told her friends on Twitter, maybe not the best place to tell your friends, that she didn't really kind of want to go to Edmonton. So Edmonton took that as, not the team per se, but like the people of Edmonton, the reporters took it as kind of an insult.
Well, sure.
But you know, what wife does want to go to Edmonton? Hey, Gretzky's wife said, hey, I'm not going to Edmonton. Gretzky said, no, we're coming to L.A.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Janet Gretzky was the reason behind that whole trade.
Right, exactly.
She thought she had an acting career and it never really happened, but... You know,
maybe you should have played her record, Frage.
Well, then he doesn't know that story.
No,
but,
it's
you know,
a great story.
I'll play anyone's
record.
We'll
tie it to you off the air because we got the best story, but we've told it.
Well, I've
times.
Been to Edmonton, and I can see why she might not want to go there. All there is a giant mall.
Right.
The world's largest mall, but they do have a submarine in the mall, in case you're thinking about invading a country, which Canada never does.
They're
in
prepared
fact,
for Red Dawn.
I think that's their entire navy. Is that sub at the mall?
But I mean, you know, why are you picking on? I mean, you shouldn't be going after someone's wife anyway. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't do that. I mean,
do you know the exact quote? I'm trying to.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jake. Our up-to-date inquiring services. I didn't go on Twitter to find. I mean,
I wonder if it was worth even, you know, bashing her for, if it was something, you know.
No, it was kind of, I saw it. It wasn't like, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to Edmonton. Like, it wasn't
it
like.
It wasn't like, fuck Edmonton.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
what
not.
What she could have said. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to miss the professor.
Well,
I love him, man.
Yeah.
Who else has Shakespeare quotes on their mask?
Nobody, though.
No
I mean,
one.
Nobody.
Come on, man.
I've seen Zeppelin. I've seen a lot, but I've never seen.
Yeah, Zeppelin's cool. But, yeah. I mean, you know, the professor has real literature on there. He's a smart dude.
But now your second, almost your second favorite King, though, is now the official backup, the 9-0. I don't think he's lost. Robert Jones.
Yeah, Jones is doing good, man.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah, so you can't have three great goaltenders.
He was
the
former
waste.
Bass player in Zeppelin. Oh, that was John Paul.
John Paul. Close,
that was,
though.
Yeah,
close.
It was his dad.
It was his dad. Yeah. It might be because I think he's a little foreign, I think, Jones. I don't think he's American. Is he?
I don't know.
He's,
I don't know.
He's,
but he's doing
he's
good.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian? Okay.
He's doing well. Now, the thing I'm excited about, Jake, is you're going to the outdoor game.
Yeah, I'm going.
At Dodger Stadium. That is going to be awesome.
The last thing my wife did for me before she left. She got me tickets to the outdoor.
Wow, we
got to
hook her up with Scriven's wife.
Maybe we can send her to Edmonton.
That's good thinking. So that's exciting, though, man. That's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I worry about the outcome because the Ducks are so
Ducks are good, aren't
so
they?
So damn good. But wow, we've kind of had their number this year. So
this is technically a home game for the Kings.
Yeah, oh, is that? I was wondering about that. Is that?
I just read that today. They're playing the Ducks Thursday. This will come out Friday, but they're playing the Ducks the night before this comes out, and that's technically – or that's in Anaheim. And then they said they're hosting the Ducks in L.A. or at the Dodger Stadium. So it's technically their – so they'll get, like, last change and everything that comes with being the home team.
Did you know that Vin Scully's going to be announcing, and Tommy Lasorda is going to be coaching one period?
Oh, he is?
For the Kings.
Yeah. Wow. He better get out of the way of the puck. He didn't. No, he couldn't escape that bat too
he
good.
Can play goalie. Tommy's big enough to take up the net.
Man. Yeah.
He could be the net.
Yeah. So speaking of nets, let's talk about that robbery of a goal. Even though I'm a Red Wings fan, I got to admit that was a pretty cheesy goal when it hit the net and bounced back.
They always stopped the play. And then everyone kind of stopped. And then they shot the puck and it went in and they let it go.
Man, even the Detroit player was like, no, that's a fluke.
And Babcock, too. But, you know, that's just hockey. Sometimes you get breaks, sometimes...
They couldn't use the instant replay to save it either.
That's what I don't understand. Why was that not reviewable?
Because it wasn't the goal, per se. They only look for if it's in the net or if a high stick hit it. They can't look and say, well, hey, 10 seconds before that it hit the net.
That seems like a rule worth changing.
It certainly does to me.
It's egregious.
That is right.
The even sadder thing was, and full disclosure, I even bet on the Flyers. I bet on the Flyers and I put them in a whole big parlay. And the game I lost to lose my parlay was the Detroit game.
Oh, dude.
So the net cost me, you know, like $830.
Jeez. So you hate that net.
I hate that net. I've been on record saying I hate that net.
Should we go back to no net where fans used to get hit and knocked out? And
yes. Yes.
You think that's part of the game?
Yeah, it's part of the, you know, watch the game. Are you looking at the cotton candy guy? What are you looking at that you can't see the puck coming? Here's the truth about the net, Jake, and you haven't heard my rant yet.
I hate the cotton candy.
No, since, you know, 1899, no one's ever been killed. What happens? They put the NHL in Columbus. When second year in, the girl gets hit by a puck. Boom, she's dead. No, it's sad the girl got hit by the puck and she's dead, but we have to change everything for 90 years because one kid got hit with a puck. Teach your kid to look for the puck.
Or redo the replay.
But even if you're looking for the puck, right? Yeah, do the replay. If somebody gets killed, check the replay.
Yeah.
And then
blame the cotton candy dude.
But people got hit with baseballs. They still get hit with baseballs, foul balls, boom. They didn't put nets up everywhere.
Well, it is kind of part of the
game.
Hard
to get out of the way, to be fair, even if you see it coming, right? It's coming out 90 miles an hour or something.
That's pucks moving. You know,
I've got to a batting cage as a grown-up, and 60 miles an hour is on you before you know it. Like, I can't. It feels like I'm facing Randy Johnson or something. You know?
Yeah,
but we've all
it's hard to hit 70.
But we've all been fans before the net, though. I don't remember that many pucks going up. It seems like more of them hit the net now than used to go in the stands.
That's a good question.
We're going to have to do some research.
It almost seems like now people know the net's up there, and so they're not that they're cranking it harder, but it seems like, I don't know, sticks are even more curved than they were 15 years ago. It seems like way more pucks are going up there.
The last time I went to a Kings game, the glass got broken.
Yes.
Right in front of me, man.
Oh, you had good seats, Fred.
Yeah, man, I did. I don't know how that happened. hit the thing, and it broke.
Did you see what happened in Florida this year about a month ago? This is how cheap the Florida Panthers program is. It happened against the Red Wings. The glass broke, and they put up a glass that still had the wrapper on it.
What?
So it was gonna be just good for a dark fan. And I was like, it looked like they boarded it up. I'm like, oh, make Detroit feel right at home.
Yeah. If they could add some people in the stands with guns, we'd really feel good.
Well, the funny thing was they actually beat the Red Wings, which probably happens once every millennium. But the people with the good seats couldn't see it because there was a piece of plywood up in the. Everyone thought it was plywood. They ended up that it was the glass. They just never took the paper off. Are they going to return it now?
But think how much cotton candy they got. You know?
Yeah. Sales went way up in that section.
Didn't have to worry about the pesky game going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing my kid to the Kings Pittsburgh game. and we usually, me and, you know, Court and Burr, all those guys, we go a bunch of games, and we get the StubHub $40 seats up top. But now I got to
Burr doesn't hook you up?
He did for the cup. He did for
the
cup.
Is he season ticket?
Come on.
No, but he did for the cup. We sat in like $190 seats when the Kings won the cup. We were right there.
But there's no bad seats at Staples. I've said the top deck.
Staples awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
No, exactly. I'd rather get $40 seats and sit right up. I'd rather sit between the Blues and the upper deck and see everything.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about my seats at all, but I'll be with my kid because it's her first game. I would. The first time you go, you're gonna go see Sid and Gino and everyone. You wanna be down front for her.
Oh yeah.
But what's the point of all this? Was the bringing the kid to the game? When I was a kid, hockey was geared to a damn near criminal element. Where I used to go to Steelers games every time with my dad. My mom wouldn't say anything before going to hockey games. My mom was like lecturing me like I'm going to the Vietnam. Like, keep your head down, don't look anyone in the eye.
I used to go,
and now hockey games are like, oh my God, they're so kid friendly. Get in a wave, you're on the big screen. Yeah. And yeah, it's so different now. That's all I was trying to get.
Like,
has your daughter ever been to a game?
Yeah, she has.
Oh, right on. Did she like it?
She went to a couple. Well, one time I took her, being a big nerd, there was like Star Wars night. So I took her to Star Wars night. She dressed up like Padme and she had a good time. But then another time, somebody that my ex-wife, someone she knew was like pretty in with the Kings through marketing or something, and got us really good seats and got us, what's that thing, what's the club called, the Admiral, the President's
Club?
So we went,
Jack Nicholson's Club.
Yeah, so we went in there afterwards, and the players are all in their suits, and we got you're probably not supposed to ask for pictures in it because it's kind of there, but when you get like a cute 7-year-old with you, I would go ask them.
It's always cool.
So we got a bunch of pictures with all the players. And
oh, awesome.
But she was more impressed with Bailey than any of the players. Yeah. Like, the mascot.
That was
way more exciting.
I got a mascot story, but not Bailey, Kingston. Remember when it was Kingston?
Yeah.
Kingston was at the Forum when they played the Forum. And this guy, and I was backstage in that club, whatever it was, at the Forum. And we're sitting there with Janet Gretzky. My buddy knew Janet Gretzky. So we're sitting there talking.
Pre-great one.
No.
Or post-great one.
Post-great one. So we're sitting there, we're talking, and in walks Kingston there, and he was pissed. And he took his head off because he was a lion. He took his head off and puts his head. It was like the guy on Letterman, that's the disgruntled clown who's always smoking. Kingston lights up a cigarette, he gets a beer, and he goes, "Those fucking kids." I go, "What happened?" He goes, "Man, they were throwing stuff at me, and I all the way up, and they were taunting me, and apparently these teenagers were just ripping into Kingston and throwing stuff at him, and he was pissed."
That's hilarious.
He needed a cigarette.
In the Forum. The Forum was a tougher crowd for the Kings. Then.
Well, apparently for Kingston, anyway. It looked hot in that suit, too, man. I wouldn't want to wear that darn thing.
He was Jamaican, right? I think he got fired for smoking dope.
Did he really,
yeah, Kingston?
No, the guy.
That's a horrible Kingston.
No, joke. I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, that's fake? Because, the Pirate Perica actually busted for, selling coke to all the... Everybody in Major League Baseball.
That's great.
Yeah, so I thought maybe that was a...
He should have been promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was the whole drug trial of the 80s was all sponsored by the Pirate Parrot.
Well, everybody knows
who used to work out of my pizza shop, one of the pizza shops we used to always go to when we were kids, right in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Everybody knows most mascots are slinging.
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that. Yeah. If you need some weed at a game, that's who you go to.
Yeah, weed, I would think, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
Coke, though, you'd have a heart attack, wouldn't you? Trying to do a bunch of blow and get in a suit, run around.
Yeah, these days, you don't need the Coke. Yeah. But you can pick up some Axe from almost any mascot.
I would think you would need X to run around and be happy.
I told you when I saw Wild Wing catch on fire. I'm there for a lot of mascot stuff. Wild Wing, did I tell you the story last week? He was the Ducks mascot, Wild Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so before the game, they had him jump over a bunch of these, I guess, figure skaters through a hoop that was on fire.
And he caught on fire.
His wing caught on fire. And the whole crowd was stunned. They were applauding, and all of a sudden everybody was like, ooh, dude. Mm-hmm. And then you had that weird smell in the arena. burning wing.
Peking duck. Right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Jake, so you are originally from San Francisco.
Yep.
Now... obviously, you were around. That was way before the Oakland Seals disbanded. You're a younger cat.
Yeah.
But how did you pick the Kings over the Sharks or the Ducks?
I didn't grow up with hockey, man. I'm a relative noob to the sport. Like I became a fan as a grown up. You grew up in a hockey town. By the time the Sharks came to the Bay Area, I was already like in high school, I think. And I only knew hockey from playing Sega Genesis and stuff. And I would, you know, turn off the line changes and turn off the icing and just, you know, try to just get Gretzky and run, you know.
Right. Well, that's every, that's what everybody does. It's not just for – don't be ashamed. Yeah. Everyone did that. Come on. Line changes. Who? Come on. I'm in my house. Yeah. Line changes.
When I moved to L.A. is when I got into hockey. So I never was a Sharks fan. So I was working on the road with a Canadian comic, and we were just – with John Doerr, a real funny guy.
John Doerr.
And we were watching a hockey game on television in a hotel, and I just kind of thought I'm into every other sport, and I was like, why aren't I into hockey? This is, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I remember the rules from the video games. I was like, why is that? What's that? Like, he kind of gave me a refresher course, and I just decided, like, you know, when I get back to LA, I'm a king. I didn't know one player on the team. I didn't know anything about really the history except for Gretzky and, you know, the big stories. Like the
See, Gretzky got Manchester. A lot of people into it, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's an ambassador.
So when I got home, I started from that point on, I watched 82 games a year. And I know,
because now you're totally a hockey guy. Like, you jumped in. I'm like, yeah. Oh, Jake's a hockey guy. Like, you're one of the first people I thought of when we started this podcast. Like, we'll get Jake in.
And you get into stuff. I mean, you're a boxing fan, too.
Yeah,
so you know everything about boxing. So you really get involved.
I'm obsessive, so when I get into stuff, like when I was first, you know, getting into hockey, I would, if something happened I didn't understand, I would pause it, look up. I probably read the whole NHL rule book at this point, I think, just, you know, by proxy, because I would, if I didn't want to, anything to happen, I couldn't, that I didn't understand. So I would, you know, because I'm a big baseball fan, I'm never watching baseball and go like, what happened there? What's the infield fly rule? So I didn't want to, I thought if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it well.
Yeah.
And like my proudest moments have been watching hockey with Canadians that are like, this guy knows hockey.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I've done my job.
If I say you know hockey, you know hockey.
That's cool. Yeah, well, I know Bartnik.
Bartnik says, because he is an expert.
One thing is, you never have to pause in a baseball game. You can just keep going.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
To look anything up.
Yeah, nothing. It's actually ruined other team sports for me. I just feel like it's since I've become a hockey fan, I feel like every other sport feels like boring, or they feel like everybody's a pussy.
It happens. Yeah. And when you go to a game live, it's different than watching on TV. True. Hockey's one of those games that's okay on TV, but when you're live, it's almost nothing better.
Yeah, it's a great game live, but I contest that it is, with the advent of HD and these flats, it is a great TV sport now, because you can see the puck really clearly. The screen is the perfect shape for the, you know, for the ice. I think, you know, I enjoy watching.
But when
TV.
You sit down front, like, you're a boxing fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just were talking about, I went to a championship fight recently, and I had never sat ringside. And you're right, the seats aren't the greatest because you're blocked by a lot of stuff. You know, you got the trainers and the ropes and all that stuff. But you get the energy and the excitement of it when you're that close.
You
the same
punches,
thing in hockey. You're that, when you're down close, man, it's an unbelievable game.
You can, I don't want to get beat up here, but you can actually hear Crosby whining.
Watch it.
I know,
for this
I know.
Guy here. Yeah. By the way, speaking of line
speaking of whining, though, did you catch Tortorella this weekend?
No.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's our captain, original six.
Torch. I checked it up. Torch is a wild man. He went after the other team.
Right.
He went into Calgary's, or he tried to get in their locker room.
Yeah, McGrattan
stopped him.
Full disclosure to the. Told you guys, I've been going through like some this whole divorce thing. It's like a month old, so I've been really out of the loop.
Man, you missed
this
one. It was like WWF.
Yeah. So what? Yeah,
Torch got pissed, you know, because they started their fourth line. That's what happened. Calgary started their fourth line, which is a lot of goons, in his mind.
And legitimate. I mean, every team kind of has one goon. Interestingly enough, Calgary has two professional goons.
But their coach had basically said, we were starting the fourth line because they've been doing well. They've been scoring goals.
Right.
And that's what his excuse was. But Tort thought he was doing it to start trouble.
Well, he did, because the backstory of all this is Brian Burke, the same guy that, as the American GM or whatever, said that, you know, what's his name? Bobby Ryan can't spell intensity. That's why. So he's kind of
pick him.
I'll use a Pittsburgh word, jag off. Now he's going to ruin their friend. He built Anaheim and they won the cup, but that was kind of like they had a great team. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from he GM'd Anaheim to the Stanley Cup. But then he went to Toronto with a $5 trillion payroll and didn't do anything. So the jury's up on Brian Burke. But anyway, he went to Calgary and said, well, our team isn't tough enough. So he's kind of like has almost that idiotic flyer mentality. Well, we're in last place. What should we do? Well, let's trade for another goon. So they went and got Westgarth from Carolina. He's actually Bill Cowher's brother or son-in-law.
Is it really?
And an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah. Well, most goons are like smart because they know that's their way in the league.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's why. So Hartley knows his job's on the line, and Hartley is a mediocre hockey coach at the very. That's a compliment,
Bob Hartley.
Yeah. He's in the good old boys network because he keeps getting hired for. I mean, he won in the Avalanche. Jake could have coached the Avalanche just from his Sega hockey knowledge. You know,
the best thing I've heard in a long time. Right. That's good.
Forsberg, Sakic, Patrick
Waugh.
I
don't do any line changes. Just the same line.
Yeah, line changes.
Here's
where's Gretzky?
Yeah, here's Sakic. Here's Forsberg. Yeah. Our goaltender will be Patrick Waugh. Like that's what we got.
So Hartley's not a genius.
I don't think so.
Hey, Joe, but, you ever coach hockey? Have you done any?
No.
Like, man, you should, bro. You'd be good.
I would love to. I can barely skate.
It doesn't matter to be a coach. You don't have to skate.
I would love to. Well, you know,
I coached a team once.
You
man,
did?
Yeah, we won. We won the league, man. Of course, really? I got a ringer. My neighbor was really good, and I got him put on the team.
he has amazing stories every week. It's just amazing. So what level did you coach?
It was like junior high. It was like
junior high.
12-year-olds.
In Michigan.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this Michigan or out here?
Yeah, in Michigan. Huh? And we won our league, man. But I got this guy on. Here's my genius. We lived out in the country, so I had to give this guy a ride. So he needed a ride. So I said, well, we need him on my team because he needs a ride. So then he got on my team. This guy was great. He later wound up as a high school star in our town, you know. But anyway, he scored all these goals. We won. The rest of the team sucked, but this guy was so good. Didn't matter. But I kept him out the entire game.
You really look like
he
a hockey
He played the
coach.
Whole game.
Frazier looks like a hockey coach.
If I put on a trench coat or a suit.
Cross your arms.
That's all you need. You don't have to be able to skate.
Even right now, like the casual, like the game day, the morning skate press conference.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm ready for anything.
Yeah. That's
I know
fantastic.
Kingston personally. No longer with the team.
You're in too good of a mood. I've never seen you angry. But
that's fantastic.
You could scowl.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I ran into Tortorelli and he put out his guys, his goons, I'd have to, or Bob Hartley.
Yeah. So, and then Tortorella had, and then, you know, and this is the strategy, and then you can step in at any time and discuss. So then he's like, people say, well, I'm the home coach. I can do whatever I want. Well, then what's he going to do? They had Westgarth, who's a winger, move to center to take the draw.
Wow.
So then what's he going to do? He said, I'm not going to put the Sedins out there to get killed. So then he puts out his goons. And then their one defenseman, Bieksa, who's a good defenseman, they actually had a rookie, his first NHL game. The Bieksa assistant captain's like, I don't want this kid's first NHL second to be a fight. Mm-hmm. So he actually moved up to take the draw to fight. And it was just, you know, 5-on-5 or a 4-on-4, four guys each side brawled.
Right off the
rookie
drop.
Kid didn't, yeah. So of course that's what ESPN had to lead with and make fun of it because you know nothing stupid ever happens in any other sport.
Well, and ESPN doesn't give hockey props.
No, I mean, because they don't.
Barry Melrose does a great job, but other than that,
he's great. They hate it.
I love Barry Melrose, so I got to say.
The worst is when Wilbon and Kornheiser try to discuss hockey or boxing. That's not.
I love it because Wilbon loves the Penguins, so I love it. And they really only ever talk about. Either the Penguins or the Chicago or the or the Capitals, so that's fine by me. Like you know, just it's always a if it's not Crosby, it's the Black Eye. That's basically it. Or Ovechkin versus Crosby. But you know what's so funny is this is so much into hockey and everything else. Now I fast forward almost everything on PTI even.
Right.
And that used to be the one show I could stand and watch. Now it's like NFC, AFC, Jaws. I know what they're going to – it's like it's so ridiculous.
At a certain point, I kind of stopped watching ESPN and just switched to NHL Network. You know?
That's all I really watch is the
NHL Network's pretty cool.
Yeah. And people rip like, oh, the set's terrible. It's like – Who cares about this?
I haven't even heard people. Do people say that?
Yeah, a few people. Huh. I won't name names because it really makes them.
It reminds
ignorant.
Me of the Big Ten. It's like the Big Ten Network. You know, all their logos are kind of cheesy,
right?
But it's still fun to watch.
Yeah, it's still an hour of hockey highlights.
Yeah, right. You can't beat that.
You know, but so the fight ensued. You know, but what really happened was then the thing that caught Frazier's eye, our captain, is. So Tortorella, between periods, tried to storm into the Calgary locker room.
It wasn't after the game. Yeah.
No, it was between periods.
And McGrattan kept him out.
Yeah, you know? McGrattan.
Who's the best goon in the league, too. And then their goalie coach went after, tried to go after Tort. But
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
And then McGrattan stopped him.
Oh, well, it's nice of McGrattan.
Were there fines?
It's
must
coming.
Fines, right?
Yeah. It's coming. But, you know, that kind of stuff happens. I think it's kind of neat. I mean,
it shows passion.
Yeah, it shows passion. You know, he's just sticking up for, I mean, there's a lot about Tortorella not to like. But him stepping up for his guys, you got to like.
I call him Tortellini. Now, but you know what?
You ordered him on Saturday.
I did. You know, but it had some excitement. It was, everybody was talking about it. And right. even if it's all that ESPN shows, it still gets hockey out there a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, I think like that
it makes
day.
It look kind of goony. But.
Yeah, well, I think his Martin St. Louis that day had 4 goals.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it's like he had 4 goals in a row. He had a natural, not even a hat trick, a natural 4 goals.
And they don't put him on the Olympic team?
Exactly.
Come on.
His GM, Steve Yzerman, your Steve,
my boy,
didn't put him on the Canadian Olympic team. And that's his guy, the captain of his team.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. They say now that there's a rift that'll never be repaired. And I'm saying, well, we have an open have an opening on our top wing if anyone wants to make a trade.
What was his public explanation for not putting him on?
Well, you know, publicly, well, there's 8 of us to make our decisions.
He couldn't even spell intensity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's...
I can't spell intensity. How do you?
I can't spell intensity.
I got to Google
that. Yeah. I would be so wrong, I wouldn't even get the line underneath it to say you're wrong. That ever happened to you when you just try to, you know, you can't spell a word, so you kind of try to come close.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, what word is it? And it's like, well, that's not the word.
Doesn't come even on. Make the spell check.
Yeah. It's just like no, it's not that one. It's a different one. I know it's not this.
But he should be on the Olympic team.
Oh,
you know?
You know what? And it would not even be, you know, and he could be the captain, and Sydney wouldn't even take it as an offense.
No,
he's Martin St. Louis.
He's got a great player.
He's a great player. He's been around for 20 years. He's still in the top like 2 in points practically.
And he's a winner, and he puts points in when you need him.
Yeah.
Have a guy like that on the team. And experience.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's got a yellow stick.
Well, that's another reason to put him in, man.
It's funny, like, as Americans, it's somehow we're just more concerned and talk more passionately about the Canadian, who doesn't make the Canadian Olympic team.
Well,
it's like there's so much drama, like girls.
Do you think? You know,
let's look at some of those American guys, though, that they've got. They've got a couple of your Kings on there.
Yeah.
Dusty's on there. And Quickie.
Yeah.
And,
That's the other thing.
Good goalies.
Did you see Quick? Did you see the little drama? Quick and your boy, Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, man.
A little dust up at center ice.
Yeah, what happened? I didn't see that. What happened there?
Well, it was a heated game, and they just started talking smack to each other at center ice. Had to be separated. And then Bertuzzi, one of the all-time little bastards, he took a cheap shot of Quick.
Did he? Of course.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Bertuzzi. Wow.
Do you guys think Canada's a shoo-in for the gold?
Or no,
you,
I think no. I
do you like America's chances, or do you think it's
America's
Russia
got a shot? When I saw Sweden. Their lineup, I saw the lineup. I was really impressed with the American lineup.
Well, I actually kind of think
the Canadian lineup's awesome too. Awesome.
The funny thing is we talk about this. We can talk about it until the Olympics, so it happens. But Canadians and Americans never play good on the big ice. When the Canadians won the last 2 times they've won the gold, they played in NHL-sized rinks.
Right.
And now they're Vancouver. On the big ice. So I give Sweden the complete advantage.
Well, Sweden looks good.
And I think Malkin and Ovechkin are going to go nuts. I think they got something to prove. I think they got something to prove in Russia. I think the Canadians and the Americans are fighting for third.
Really?
I think it's a
really.
I think there's like. It's like in the NHL. There's like 6 teams, I think, that can win the cup. Over there, I think there's 4 teams that could win the cup.
You know,
win the gold.
I asked Jeremy Hotz. You know, he's a great comic and a big Leafs fan.
When's he coming on? He's been.
We're gonna get him.
Okay,
we're gonna get him.
He's a rumor guest.
He says to me, "You watch the American," and he never talks well about America. He's from Toronto, but he goes, "Hey, the Americans got a shot." He likes the lineup.
No, I do too. Absolutely. I'm just saying. I think they're in the mix.
Yeah.
I think Quick could be the difference, you know?
He could be. That's a heck of a goalie.
Yeah, and Ryan Miller. Then when you talk about Ryan Miller, was tough. He's playing good for the Sabres, and that's not easy to do.
Yeah.
To play.
Yeah.
No.
Ryan Miller really saved the day in the last.
Absolutely. You know,
he was unbelievable.
I think the Canadians overthought some things when they picked their team. I think they're.
Where's Scrivens? His wife kept him off the team.
His wife didn't want to go to Sochi.
She tweeted the Olympic committee and said, "I'm not going to Sochi."
You know, I mean, really, I think it was smart they took Kunitz to play with Sid. They should have took Neil. Neil's amazing score. I think they overthink so many things in Canada. Like, I would have took Tyler Seguin, man, who used to play for Boston. Now he plays in Dallas.
Well, you
that
know,
he's got wheels and hands. Like, you need, it's bigger ice, man. It's
and you want ice. Scorers. You know, that's the other thing. When you get into those games, you realize, okay, maybe this guy can really skate and hit and do whatever, but you need guys who can put it in the net.
I mean, I was happy they took Subban. So I thought they were going to screw him because he's a great young defenseman, the black kid from Montreal.
Yeah.
He plays a little chippy. I'm glad Letang didn't go because I think he's a wise up, but I would have taken Letang because he skates. Like they got Bomeister from St. Louis. That guy didn't skate that good. I've never been impressed with St. You know, that's one of my pet peeves is everyone talks about St. Louis. When is Ken Hancock, other than when he stole the cup from Buffalo, when do his teams play good in the playoffs? Like, very rarely.
No, they don't.
You know, that's the thing with the Ducks. You're worried about the Ducks. Barbecue Boost Boudreaux win every regular season game. Is he ever going to win a playoff series against anyone that he shouldn't stomp? Yeah, he might stomp a series, but against a real...
Did they lose to last year in Nashville, or who beat them last year?
I think it was Nashville.
They went out in, like, the first round.
Yeah. They always... I mean, there's a Capitals they usually...
I always think that's a problem, too, if you peak too early.
Yes.
In any sport. You know, if you're having a now the Blackhawks proved that not to be true because they had such a great start and then they won it all. But I think a lot of times teams peak early and then playoff time they're out of gas.
Right. Well, and the other thing is hockey is the most different seasons. There's always two seasons: playoff baseball, unplayoff, regular season baseball. But hockey is really two different seasons. I mean, the officiating changes. And the style of play changes, and some teams are not as good, and they're not built for the playoffs as well as they are for the regular season.
And I don't know if there's any other sport where the actual rules change in the postseason, where you know you get rid of the shootout and are there any other?
No, but I'm actually talking about where it's like there's going to be way more chippiness, way more roughing, way more holding, way more getting away with stuff, just. Way more interference.
It's because playoff games are traditionally close and you can't afford the penalty.
Right. And if you interfere with someone all game, then they're going to call it all game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a playoff game.
Yeah.
You're going to interfere with Crosby or Malkin or Ovechkin every single time if they're not going to, they're not going to call it every single time.
Yeah. Now, what would happen if, I think I asked this question a couple weeks ago, what would happen if you took an intact NHL team like the entire Blackhawks lineup and put them in against the Olympics?
Oh, I think the Blackhawks would win the Olympics. I think the bigger question would be if, because half those guys are playing in the Olympics and they don't have camaraderie. I think it'd be hard for the Florida Panthers to beat the all-star Russian team.
Right.
But I think a team of I think the Kings would win the Olympics.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have that cohesiveness, they know each other.
And they have some top. I mean, a lot of those guys are either gone to the Cup or have been to the Cup. Like Richards didn't make it this year, but he played last 4 years. I mean, you got to have high end talent that can score against the high end goaltenders. But after that, their third and fourth lines are going to be able to shut down probably third and fourth lines of every country except maybe Canada. Maybe
that's an interesting question though, because I think you're right. The Blackhawks would certainly win the Olympics, but like if you take a low level team like the Panthers, it's still a pro NHL team with every people from different countries. They already have a chemistry. I wonder could they compete, but maybe not. Maybe you're right.
I think they would probably medal, but I don't know if they'd win. I mean, because they could beat like Italy and Slovenia and. But I don't know if they would beat the Canadians. But I think the Blackhawks might be able to.
They could probably beat Yemen. Now,
is Yemen in the? Are they in the cycle of death? You know, in soccer they have all those.
Yeah,
sounds like a roller coaster. The division of evil or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Tier E.
Yeah.
Well, they always say it in football.
Satan's division.
They always say in football, it's like could Alabama or the top college team beat the worst team in the NFL?
I think no.
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
Size.
Yeah.
Well, and those are all top players. Even the worst team in the NFL is all top players.
I haven't seen enough. I've watched too much SEC football this year I'm too prone to believe they could do anything.
Right.
Against watching. I haven't seen enough, I don't even know who's, because Tampa Bay won some games, right? Like, who's the horrible team in the NFL? I don't even know.
Jacksonville, probably.
Oh, okay.
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
That's what I mean. I don't.
The Raiders have a new logo. Have you seen it? It's a pirate with a patch over both of them. Hey, yeah. Come on, guys.
I didn't know we could do our acts.
These are jokes. It was one joke from the act. Come on.
Somebody was saying there's no trademark that's been more or no logo or something. There's no, I forget the way you put it, diminished than the Raider logo. Like no. Like there's no more commitment to excellence. Like the pirate doesn't scare. Like nothing is more. Like you see like little 8-year-old Filipino kids wearing like the Raiders.
Still a great uniform, but it's lost all its luster.
The greatest uni. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, the greatest poem.
Well, yeah.
The autumn wind is a Raider.
It's a commitment to exiting. That's what I said when they left L.A.
Fans after the third quarter.
Yeah, right? You know, regarding the Russian players who, have infiltrated the NHL so well.
Infiltrated. It's like they're communists.
Well, they are kind of. I think they're trying to
break. Phrases from the original six era.
I'm still Cold War.
Yeah.
But, these guys, anyway, are there NHL scouts out there looking at the Olympics going, okay, that's a new Russian guy I like. He's good. I mean, are they, do you think there'll be a new crop of guys that are brought
because
over?
No, because everyone's known. I mean, it's of their 14 forward, 7 are NHLers and 7 are KHLers.
Oh, okay.
Which is like,
how is that KHL league?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, a lot of guys went over there and played when the strike was on. I mean, Malkin played over there, Ovechkin, they all play over there.
Just don't get on the airplanes.
Yeah, it's a sore subject on the airplanes. Yeah, because they don't. I mean, the travel is the hard part. I mean, there's teams like in Siberia.
They're de-icing the wings in July.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's just, it's kind of sketchy. And then everything's kind of sketchy over there. But the KHL is legitimately the second. It's better than our minor leagues.
Do NHL scouts hang out over there and watch?
Oh, absolutely.
I think there are a lot of KHL guys that could play in the NHL that just don't want to live here. They want to, stay in Russia and be with their families.
Exactly.
Well, remember they said one of the best players ever was Karmelov, right, from the Russians, and he did so much damage. And then Bobby Clark broke his ankle. but that guy was not allowed to come over here.
Right. Well, that was back.
Did you guys watch that documentary about the? The Canada Russia series.
Yeah.
That was a killer document. I didn't really realize how much the Russians influenced the modern style of hockey, that it was just kind of, the whole, all the movement and the passing.
Right.
But it was just kind of like, watching that, I mean, someone that got into hockey later, I thought, oh, that's what I think of as hockey is, and the way the Canadians were playing back then was just really.
Well, all of the, all of like the great players of since Gretzky. They all do what the Russians and the Europeans always did, which is carry the puck and carry the play.
Right,
and
right.
That's what like Babcock teaches, and that's like the Urban's a nice way of saying that's what they say, like, oh, a skilled team is a nice way of saying like you play European hockey,
right.
And then like the dumb hockey is like oh, they play a Canadian style. That's like that's like the nice way of saying they dump and chase, like, right. They just throw the puck in there and they're gonna beat you up and get it back.
Well, I think it was,
what I mean. Yeah. That's like
that's why I like boxing. It's the last sport where you can just openly talk about ethnicities and race. Oh, great round for the Mexican. Like nobody feels bad about it. Just. He's white, but he fights like a Mexican. Yeah. That would be considered racist in every other, not just sport, but
He's smart for a Polish guy out there.
It's the last bastion of like open racism. That's great.
Yeah. I one thing I did like, you talk about going in the corners. I loved watching that outdoor game at the Big House.
Yes.
In Ann Arbor, where there was snow in the corner. It's like playing at the rink when you're a kid, outdoor rink. Yeah, the puck got lost. I know it's not good because those games count in the standings, but it was cool to see it because it was so old school.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was super cool.
You won't have that at Dodger Stadium.
No, probably not.
In fact, a guy was telling me that they had trouble keeping the ice. They put the ice up last week at Dodger Stadium to test it out. It was 85.
Yeah, it was hot last week.
In January. And they had trouble with the ice. It was melting way faster than they thought. So they had to work on it all week to get it right.
What's your consensus? What's the new... Is it gonna make it?
They'll make it. They're geniuses with that stuff. But my feeling is that it's probably gonna be tougher than it was in Detroit. It was 5 degrees.
Yeah,
when they had it there.
I thought this year's. I mean, my favorite one was the first one because Sid scored in the blizzard. It kind of made it.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it was a blizzard, and he was like going carving through the snow. That's kind of like that's one of those things where, like, that's what made it picturesque, you know? Like, it's like when – what made the NFL was, like, the Colts and Joe – and, you know, not Joe, Johnny U.
Yeah,
you know, like,
Johnny.
That's like – you know, like – like that, that's, but I thought this
the frozen
year,
tundra.
I thought this was the second year. I thought this was the second best one. I thought this year's because it was cold and snowing.
It just looked
and I went to shoot out and it was the big, you know, it was Toronto, Detroit. It was like, it was a big show. It was
no, that was great. And the big house is awesome.
Yes.
But Dodger Stadium's going to be, you know, good too. They're going to be putting on sunblock on the bench.
Yeah. They're going to have their eyes.
They've got those little tan things that they set
short
up.
Short sleeves.
And, yeah.
I think
playing in shorts.
Yeah. It'd be by far the most hot chicks ever at a hockey game.
Oh, man.
Not where I'm sitting, probably.
Oh, really?
I'm like, well, maybe. I'm like top deck.
Some hot Latinas.
Yeah. I'm wondering how well I'm going to be able to see it, or if it's just going to be a lot of Jumbotron watching.
Because do you what,
like how
do,
top deck?
How
deck.
Do you see with your glasses?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, then you should
but
be
I mean, just I mean, anybody up there.
Right.
How well can you see them?
Yeah.
I just want to eat a Dodger dog and watch a hockey game.
Still $140 for those seats up there. Just
top, is it really for top, the top,
top
row?
Deck, yeah,
is it really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think they're almost sold out now.
I think they kind of overestimated the demand, so that they overpriced a little. But they should fill it up, you know.
Yeah, if they were like $40 seats, it would be
way totally.
Good. I mean, I'm out of town. Can you believe I'm working?
Oh, dude, you'd
it's
be
cool
there.
I'm working, but I'm working every single outdoor game.
When you're waiting until they do one at the Rose Bowl.
When are the New York games?
Then you're going.
It's like the Super Bowl week.
Oh, that's good.
So I guess it's coming up. But yeah, that's the two I wouldn't go to. But I would, and I just go to the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. That's a tradition. But I already went to this one for sure. But I really wanted to go to the Pittsburgh, Chicago.
Yeah.
And but I'm working
sure.
at that. That would be. Where so
was that at Wrigley?
Soldier Field.
Oh, at Soldier Field.
Yeah. They say that the ones in the football stadiums are better, feel more like hockey.
But we're all better
it's
angles.
The round.
Right. Yeah. But I think the Dodger Stadium one's going to change that theory because I don't think there's a bad seat in Dodger Stadium.
No, it's good.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to be amazing. Like, I think it's going to be amazing. I mean, there's really no bad because you talk about expensive seats for no reason. Try to get good Dodger seats. Jesus, you better know magic.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
well,
even
you know,
on StubHub, it was
ago,
like
I was like $4. You know, before Magic bought the team.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a Mets fan, so I'd go see when the Mets. I'd just go on StubHub day of and get like $4 seats, and then just move down. It was
now they're
good.
I always bring my dad when he's in town. We go to the Dodger games. It's always like you know $80 for like because it's like I'm not paying $130 for here. Like I'll pay the $80. But that's what we do for StubHub always for hockey. But you know, I have told the story before. I always StubHub games in Phoenix. Oh, it's man. Like instead of going to see the Penguins play the Ducks, I go see them play in Phoenix.
Oh, you don't mean when you make a trip out there?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
cool,
like I get $4 seats behind the bench, right. Like in the fourth row. It's like by the time I pay to see them, all the traffic in Anaheim, and all the crap. It's like
it's about
I'm
the
there.
Same amount of. It's about the same drive.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like way more. And there's tons of Penguin fans.
Yeah.
Like
you think Magic will be going to the game? Of course he will.
I think so. Yeah. Well, you know, why wouldn't he?
He's a big hockey guy, I heard. At least I heard, according to Wilbon.
Well, you know, is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big Detroit guy.
Grew up in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Red Wings.
I bet there'll be some A-listers there. Like, what's his name? Bruckheimer's really into hockey.
Oh yeah,
he's a Red Wing guy. Right?
Yeah, and he's got his own rink.
Probably.
I wouldn't have we got to have Sean or Anthony, our esteemed producers, take photos of everyone at the game so we could get them as guests.
I know, right? That's a good idea. Yeah.
Remember, like our boss was like, "Yo, we're gonna get all these Hollywood actors to come in here and be guests on your show. We'll
you
talk hockey."
You
so.
Get Kevin Smith for sure. I bet just going on when he's doing his show at the Improv and just ask him. I'm sure he.
That's probably
it.
A good idea.
Probably
that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's an Oiler fan.
Yeah, he's a big Oiler guy. He could.
It took
Scriven's
everything
wife.
I had not to steal the Gretzky jersey. He had left when he was doing shows at the Lovitz Club, and he left an autographed '99 Oilers. Jersey, Gretzky jersey.
He just left it there?
Left it there, autographed. And I thought, and this was after he left there and went to Improv to do his shows. So I was up there one day, there was no one there. I thought, you know, I would never steal anything, but I want to steal
it. Yeah, someone's going to throw this out.
That's what I thought. Because it was in it was stuck back in this room.
You could have just taken it and like, kept it safe for him. But maybe
I could have.
Worn it a few times.
Yeah.
I went up there, next time I went up there, it was gone. But man,
well, hopefully he has it, or someone.
Yeah, I hope he got
who
it.
Likes hockey likes
this
it at
is,
least. Not like if someone threw it away.
This show goes up Friday, right?
Yes.
Because I don't have anyone to take to the game yet. So if there's any like hot puck bunny chicks that are listening in the LA area and they want to go with me, Maybe we can work something.
Oh yeah, come on, dial a date.
Come on,
Frazier's is right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm a puck bunny.
Well, I got my second tier list of guys.
Yeah, right. You can bring the bros, but you want the puck bunny.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because that's a hookup.
A vagina will trump any friendship.
Yeah, you're up there going, I know the Zamboni guy. Wow, man.
I was on the Puck Off podcast, ladies.
Yeah, that'll get you.
That's a ticket right
that'll
there.
That'll get you.
Boom.
Well, you know what? I've always wanted to drive that Zamboni.
You can if you pay enough.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, some rinks, that's part of the things they auction off and raffle off.
Oh, really?
Make a wishes and stuff.
You actually get to drive it or just
maybe drive it not a game day. Oh. Because the game day, I mean, there's actually been minor league teams that have had to call games because the guy maybe had a couple nips and didn't make
the turn.
Right. Yeah. And apparently, it's not the easiest thing to drive in the world. I've never driven.
Oh, I bet it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe half.
I'd like to take one out.
Frazier,
the freeway.
You have enough juice to. You can probably do it. Call Luke. He'll probably let
Luke
you drive
probably
it.
Hook it up for me.
Yeah,
right?
He'll probably let you drive it for
Are you friends with Luke?
Yeah. Oh, we're all buddies. He used to be the hockey guy on my when I had my radio show.
Ah.
And he would call in every day. He's a good guy.
Have you had Luke. Him on the podcast?
Yeah, we know we're going to get him on here.
Oh, that's great.
Luke's one of the best guys,
and that
too.
Can lead
He's super cool.
Probably get some other Kings on here, too, through him.
Probably.
Yeah. We have a couple connections through. It was funny is we're just literally having so much fun having the comics on.
The comics are awesome.
And it's been cool that we almost, they're like, yeah, we're going to do it when it gets closer to the. I don't even know closer. Just I think the Olympic break, there'll be some people with free time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard to get them in the regular season. They're just because of a compacted schedule. I was working for the NHL last year, and it's like you couldn't get hardly these guys are just busy.
Yeah, what happened with that? I remember you seeing that on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's knock on wood. It's still up in the air because there's just so many switches and changes, and the guy it's either going to happen or it's not for next season. But I'm actually going to have my. All the interviews I did, we compressed them into three little 2-minute jobs. They're on my website right now, joebartnick.com. I haven't tweeted them out yet. I had to put out one thing a day. I do a blog, that. It's
I've been
bombarding people. It's what do you, don't you do, just do a show?
I've been bragging on him, though. I kept telling, I told Luke, this guy is unbelievable. I mean, he knows hockey inside out.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
And what was cool
about
Luke, you're awesome. And what was cool about Luke was when he would bring the guys to the show, they would talk real, off mic especially, dirt about what was going on. And I remember I had him on when Pro Bear first came into the league, and they were all saying, I don't want to even run into that dude. They were like, I don't want to hear. No.
Right.
That dude's scary, man. And I remember they would say stuff like that. They'd be like, that guy scares me. Wow, man, you admitted that?
Yeah.
But yeah, Pro Bear was scary, and they would say shit like that off mic.
Well, when Luke does make his first of many puck off
appearances.
That's what I'm going to say. Appearances. I'll bring it up to him. But people talk about Gretzky bringing hockey to L.A. But you know who really brought hockey to L.A. is Luke Robitaille.
Well, he was a fan favorite.
Because when I lived in Phoenix, all the L.A. girls would come out there and party and just live out
there. Oh, the chicks love him, man.
Oh, my God. They didn't know anything about hockey, but they loved Luke Robitaille.
Yeah,
He helped me get more chicks than anyone in Phoenix. She's like, Luke Robitaille is great. I know, I love Luke Robitaille. He's are you a Kings fan? Well, not really, but I like Robitaille. Well, I love him. He's my favorite.
The chicks dig him.
Yeah, the chicks loved him.
And
loved him.
I like about him was he wasn't.
Was he a player? Was he? Before he was married?
Before he was married, he was. Yeah.
I mean, how could he not be?
Yeah. And then his wife was is awesome.
I'm sure.
But he is. What I liked about his playing style was he wasn't the quickest, a skater. And he really didn't have what looked like a lot of great skills, a great skill set. But he could score.
Yeah.
He could score.
Yeah, he knew how to find the open spots.
Yeah.
He was like Bobby Hull.
Yeah, well, Hall, though,
Brett Hall. Brett Hall, excuse me. I'm not that old.
Well, I am. I'll tell you one of my greatest moments was Jerry Buss. Jerry Buss was one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet for a big shot.
The doctor.
Yeah, the doctor was awesome.
Yeah.
And I would see him at the forum, and he kind of knew me from the radio. Hey, Fraze, how are you, man? Just a nice guy. So he would say, hey, come on up and sit with us up in my – and he had his own private section there in the forum. And he'd be cool. He'd be like – if I was there with my buddies, he'd go, well, bring your buddies.
So you go up there, it's all models and celebrities. And then we go up, we're sitting next to Bobby Hull, the Golden Jet.
Yes.
For me, that's like, you know, meeting deity. I mean, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he was the coolest guy, and he was sitting there with us chit-chatting, and it was just awesome, man. Still looked good.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He was a player, I heard, way back in the day.
Well, he could have been, yeah. He had a great look. And
yeah, no, I mean, he was infamous for just chicks. I mean, chicks always love hockey.
And I don't know that...
Man, I damn near fuck a hockey player. They show up coming into the end, they got their lattes, and they're all well-dressed.
Oh, yeah, 24-7.
Sexy motherfuckers.
Yeah, they look sharp in their suits.
Yeah.
Way better than, like, you know, other sports.
They're in complete shape. Yeah. That's why. They're in shape, those guys.
Well, what I liked about Hull was he had all the skills. I mean, he was the fastest skater, they say, ever. I don't know if that's still true. But
no.
Back in that era, he had the record for the they clocked him.
Now it's Scrivens, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Scrivens is one. Even in his pads. And, except his wife tweeted that he wasn't a fan. But
she did tweet.
He's a little too fast.
A little too fast.
For her, yeah. But anyway, you know, Hulk.
Hashtag weak stick.
Hulk, who needs to tape that? Anyway, the Hulk could skate, and he had the hardest shot.
Well, he's the total reason why goalies started wearing face masks.
Yeah. Because his shot dipped, too, because of the curved stick.
Yeah. He kind of invented that, too.
And there was no regulation on the stick back then. He invented that, and it could dip and all this. He had to put on masks after that.
Yeah.
But he had a shot, man.
No, he was amazing. He was, I mean, before the modern era, I'd say the Gretzky, you know, he was, like, always considered one of the top two or three players of all time.
Yeah. I grew up when it was Howe and him. They were the two best.
Exactly.
You think it's the curve of the stick or what is it, graphite nowadays? Or what do they make them out of? Silicone or something?
I don't know. He was the first one, I think, that started taking a blowtorch and actually tweaking it.
Right.
Yeah.
And his was unbelievably twisted.
Well, the graphite. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and then he had the hardest shot. Maybe to this day still
it's
the
still
shot.
I'm sure it's
over
still up there because once 100. It's up there, it's up there. There's only so fast.
Think about him with modern technology, you know.
Yeah, man, he would have been.
Yeah, the graphite will give you a little more wrist action, like a little more whatever the science word is in that. But the bent stick is always it doesn't make it go any harder; it just gets it up.
Ah.
Because that's why like. Because that's why today you see it's like way up and out of play.
Right.
Maybe that's why talking before about how now there's more pucks out of play.
Bet
it's the stick because Crosby's famous. That's why his backhand is so great because he's famous for having like the straightest stick.
Right.
That's why
that's where it messes with you.
Yeah, so that's why it's harder for him to.
I tried to tell McSorley that.
Well, the curve.
I'm always jealous of the curve.
Yeah.
That was a bad Kings moment.
You
know what? The Kings were on their way to winning that.
Absolutely.
That whole series.
Absolutely.
That is funny how one moment can switch the momentum like that.
Yeah, everything.
You know? Because they were playing really well up to that point.
Yeah, they were. That's when the Penguins got beat by the Islanders game seven overtime. Technically a fluke, but it would have been Gretzky Lemieux.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that would have been something.
It would have been something, but that's why they play the games.
That's right. Speaking of Gretzky, he will be making an appearance at Dodger Stadium.
I'm sure, right?
He's buried the hatchet over his NHL beef, apparently, you know, that he had with Phoenix.
Did he take a job somewhere? I know I've been sort of the loop for a month, but
when he was with Phoenix, and when the whole thing fell apart there, management-wise, he was owed some money. And apparently, I don't know the real story.
Yeah, he was on some millions.
Yeah, and he said,
I hope he's eating well.
Well, you can only hope.
His daughter is.
Yeah, right.
I saw him with a sign that said, "We'll deke for food." but he, you know, he's basically he's going to bury the hatchet and show up.
Right.
So that's great. You got to have Gretz there.
Well, you can't have him. You can't have him mad at the league. You can't have him pulling.
In the Dodger Stadium game, he should be there.
Lasorda dropping the puck.
Yeah.
I think it might be Gretzky.
Oh, really?
It should be Gretzky. You know, I mean, it should be Gretzky. At some point, hockey has to stand up and say, you know what? We're our own sport. We don't need Lasorda to show up.
Right. It's just the Dodgers.
I think it's cool that Lasorda's into it.
But I would like Gretzky drop the puck, though.
Have you seen him drop the puck at Kings games? He does that thing where he won't acknowledge the visiting captain.
Yeah.
He just doesn't even look at him. He'll shake Brown's hand.
I love it.
No, I'm... I'm all for him even coaching the old timers side.
Yeah.
Picking a side on the old timers side, you know. But the penultimate moment, I mean, you owe it to Gretzky.
Yeah. Are they going to do an old timers game at Dodger Stadium for that? Are they doing old timers?
They always do. Are they not? I guess the Kings don't have any old timers.
Well, yeah.
And
Luke.
Fox.
No, I'm sorry, the Ducks.
Oh, the Ducks.
Oh, right, the Ducks, though. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, they've been around, but they just had their 20-year team, I think, was announced. Yeah, because
their old timers are still playing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Solani's still playing. Well, he was a Jet, though, to begin with. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're, you know what? They probably don't want to mess with the ice 2 days before. They probably just save everything up for that ice.
Yeah, that ice is going to be.
Yeah, they don't need McSorley running around there ruining the ice.
Might just have a water polo.
That's hilarious.
Game
yeah.
Hope it freezes right. By.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, can't they just, like, you know, neon freon it to death?
They've got it down. They've got
technology.
That
it's underneath, right? I mean, you guys, I don't know the technology, but I know that they talk about ice technology. They've done the Vegas games and stuff.
Yeah, the Vegas games have been going on for a while. They can do it. It just takes they just weren't ready for that heat, though. It was 85.
You'd think it'd be like in 60s by now.
Which is so awesome to watch a game when it's 80. I mean, you know, you went to the Rose Bowl football game. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
My brother and sister-in-law were here, and they were like, you know, they just came from Indy where it was 3. And they're like, what? 85?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think if they can pull it off, the ice, within reason, because, I mean, they have trouble. Like, they had trouble. They had to bring the snow plows out, and there's always trouble with the outdoor. I think very few have ever had problems.
Yeah. Right? Part of the fun, right?
Yeah. So if there's a little slush or whatever, they can make it through. I think just having a, knock on wood, sold out Dodger Stadium with 80 degrees and chicks and halter tops.
How are you going to beat that,
throwing
folks?
Beach balls around. How is that not going to be the most awesome
thing? How are you going to beat that? Yeah. You really can't beat it.
No, I mean, I think it's going
to
be amazing.
I don't even know if I'll wear a hockey jersey. Like, I'm thinking, will it be too hot to have a sweater on, you know?
That's up to you. I don't know. You know, I went.
You know, I usually go wife beater.
Yeah, wife beaters are good at hockey.
Usually how.
Yeah. Well, what king do you wear? What jersey?
The only modern one I have is a Simmons that I bought right. Then he got traded, but I still wear it because every time I wear it at games, people come to me. Man, I miss that kid. I love Simmons.
But, yeah.
But I have an old Robitaille too. It's like,
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you have any Robitaille, like any, you don't have any, you have all black and gold, I mean black and silver, you have any purple?
No, that was the Robitaille's purple.
Oh,
purple and black, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's black with the purple shoulders. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So it's like it's the medium school.
I think it's
purple.
A crest with the crossed sticks. I think it's
okay,
that
it's not
era.
The,
that's
it's
a
not,
good
it's
era.
It's not the royal blue with the crowns.
No, it's not royal blue, it's the purple, okay. Yeah. And I found it at the Goodwill for like $5.
Wow.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah,
great hockey fans, you know, in LA.
Yeah, man, they're gonna be out, man. They're gonna be. How about Rogie?
It's one of the cohos. It's, you know, it's a nice old one.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow. I wonder if Marcel Dion will come.
Oh, I'm sure. That, yeah, I mean, I don't know why they would. Even if they don't play a game, they might have a little ceremony or whatever to have all the old.
They should do
the
some
great
intros,
the great,
don't you think?
The great. Yeah, yeah, they're gonna do something.
What will Miller and Fox do? You think they'll have? I mean, obviously, they're not calling the game. You think they'll just be there as fans?
I'm sure. I think they're arm wrestling at center ice.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be there. Especially, you know what? There's going to be so much action. There's so much action surrounding everything that I'm sure they're going to have Jim Miller, who's a Hall of Fame announcer.
They are unbelievable,
you know what
announcers.
I mean? I'm sure they're going to, yeah. And I'll tell you, for someone who watches every single game on every different Fox Sports bullshit, you know? They do such a great job.
They're tremendous.
I mean, they do a great job. They really do a great job.
People don't know. I mean, you know, as great as Vinny is and Chick Hearn and all those guys, the Kings have had.
Right up there.
They're right there.
Bob Miller's right up there.
Bob Miller's an unbelievable announcer.
Yeah. He really is. He's really, and he had a funny, when the last time they played Madison Square, this year they played Madison Square Garden. And the Garden's notorious for having the announcers sit in horrible, horrible seats, like at the roof
in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. He goes. You know,
I think I can see the.
And then they go, and now you know the Hall of Famer, you know, Bob Miller. He goes, you know, well thanks. This is my 50th year calling games in Madison Square Garden. This is the first time I'll ever see one.
All right,
and I like that. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, man. I think is it time to wrap?
I think it's time.
All right.
I think it's time to wrap.
That's the end
up.
Of regulation.
The end of regulation. No shootouts. Well, so a prediction for the season. I like the Kings this year. We have a couple more.
It's tough. The only team that scares me is the Blackhawks. In the West, anyway.
I agree with that.
I feel like anybody we play with, Ducks, or whoever's hot, you know, Vancouver, who's getting better, like we can. I always feel like we got a shot. Whenever we play the Blackhawks, I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, this is home but, in Chicago. I never feel good about it.
But the West is tough, isn't it?
The West is tough, but then, you know, Pittsburgh's really scary, too, of course. And but I think the Kings have a shot. I mean, it's good. Like you said, there's about 14. Would you say 4 or 6?
I said six, but they narrowed it down to last year. The final four was like any one of those four teams.
Anaheim
could have won
chokes,
it.
Right? So you got LA, Anaheim, Chicago. I think those are the front runners, right? And then
I'm going to throw San Jose.
Yeah,
I think the Sharks. I think there's like four teams in the West. I put the Sharks in there, and two teams in the East.
Pittsburgh, again.
Yeah, because St. Louis never scores enough goals when it matters.
Who's the other team besides Pittsburgh? Would you say?
Oh, Boston.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's just keep in mind that the Oilers now have Scrivens.
Well, you know, well then it's, I think the arrow is pointing up.
Yeah, except for his wife.
I see them. Let's not forget the Puck Bunnies.
Puck Bunnies. There's one more, please.
There's a ticket available.
Yeah, there's a great seat next to a very knowledgeable Kings fan.
And a very available.
A very, very Kings fan.
Really available.
Yeah, who also likes, especially if you like Star Wars. Then please.
And he's got old school gear.
He has a jersey for you.
That's how much I love the ladies. It's a $140 seat. I'll give it to you for
$130. Oh, wow.
What a hookup.
That's how much I love the ladies.
And a free Dodger dog.
Yeah, right. No wonder you're saying that. Yeah, there you go.
Or like a quarter Dodger dog.
Oh, well, thanks, Jake, for joining us. We really appreciate it here on the
podcast. Yeah, please. And Puck Bunnies, give him a holler. Call.
Definitely.
Yeah. Or a Facebook or a tweet.
Give me
or
a tweet.
Twitter's Jacob Siroff, JACOBSIROF, 1F. And you guys definitely, I feel outclassed being here. You guys are heavyweights. So
come on,
it's,
bro.
It's an honor.
You're
it's
awesome.
An honor.
Oh, please.
We appreciate it. And have fun at the game.
Yeah, please. And then check in when you come back.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the game.
I will for
sure. And the Puck Bunny.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Partner, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The phrase,
Joel Barton,
man.
The man.
Captain.
And we thank you for joining us on Puck Off. We'll see you next time.
Good night.